W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Law enforcers say he's the one and that there is only one responsible for the deadly mass shooting last night at a dance hall in Monterey Park, California, east of Los Angeles. SWAT team members found the man dead. They say he shot himself today in Torrance in a van described by witnesses. Police say the man is also the one who went to another dance hall afterward in Alhambra, but people there grabbed his gun and he ran off. The gun?
An assault pistol that had an extended large capacity magazine attached to it.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says the people who grabbed the gun are heroes. The man the sheriff says was the gunman was Hu Can Tran, 72 years old.
We still are not clear on the motive. The investigation continues, and that is something we are all extremely, we want to know. We want to know how something like this, something this awful can happen.
This is ABC News. At least six people are facing charges after protests that turned violent in Atlanta this weekend. A police car was set on fire. ABC's Elwin Lopez in Atlanta.
Hundreds of demonstrators poured into the streets, most of them peacefully protesting the killing of an environmental activist and plans to build a new police training center opponents have dubbed Cop City. Authorities say a group wearing masks grew violent, throwing rocks, setting off fireworks, and damaging at least three businesses. This just days after authorities shot and killed a 26-year-old activist while clearing the 85 acres of city-owned land where that training facility is set to be built.
Who shot first at that police training site is in dispute. Unusual road impasse, ABC's Lama Hassan.
An avalanche hit a highway in the southeastern Tibetan city of Nigichi on Tuesday. Rescue operations to find people has now ended. At least 28 people were killed. 53 survivors were found, some of whom were seriously injured.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local civic media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the civic media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night.
Oh,
let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Straight wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Raining with no sleep all night. Look up to the gray wash sky. It's morning. I can't believe that I'm alive. So many taken by. Hands and broken lines, voices lost in frigid brine, now silent. Some of these were friends of mine, will never sail beneath the deep blue sky again. Church bells chime.
land in a faraway green land. Forget the tempest.
Sync Radio, we are local music. After August, epilogue, after the witch there. For those of you tuning in to hear Max Inc. Heavy, stand by. Don't freak out. It's okay. Just grab a refreshment, maybe load something, and you'll be okay. The Devil Slayer is in overtime right here. Yeah. We didn't want to cut any songs.
I know, they're so good.
CD. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate
thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It has been just a joy.
It's great to meet you. And yeah.
And right now we are talking to a couple of the members of After August. We've got Bob Manor, Greg Thornburg, and Sheila Shigley.
She's on the couch.
She is sitting on the couch. I love it.
We need a couch microphone rocker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a goal.
Yeah.
That is a goal.
We'll be getting one for sure now.
Okay.
We do have one more song to play. But let's remind everybody why you're here. You have a big show tomorrow.
Yep, Red Rooster, starting at 3. Red Rooster's great.
It is.
Great food and great owners for having us.
Shout out to Jesse.
Chris Sheehan, singer-songwriter from the Madison area, is going to be opening up at 3 o'clock. We'll be playing at around 4. We're about an hour and a half or two.
Excellent.
I'm sorry, who's opening for you?
Chris Sheehan.
Okay.
Just a great songwriter and not well enough known, so I wanted to have him. Have him out. Old friend of ours.
You might have to have him send some of his music
please.
To us.
Please. I was just going to say that.
I will.
Ha ha. Yeah. Okay. Discovering new music all over the place.
Absolutely.
So great. Any other shows that you know of aside of tomorrow at Red Rooster in Madison?
No, we tried them all. None of them will have us. So just Red Rooster. That's it. So that's it for the year.
Okay. In other words, is there somewhere we can follow you guys to find out where and when you play again?
Yeah, just keep up with us on Facebook.
Excellent.
We've got an After August page, and we're working on some more stuff, some more gigs coming up. So.
That's what we like to hear.
Yep.
Okay. This final song we're going to play, and I have to say it, I love it. This is my favorite, and it is called Fields of Fire. You know, it's got a vibe. It's got something that really grabbed me. And I was talking to my husband about it. There's a little vibey Tom Petty, maybe R.E.M., in it, but there's also a really big message. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, before Bob gets into that, I'm going to bring it full circle. This is actually the song he sent me at the beginning of all this.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so this was just a guitar part in his singing. Yeah, it is totally full circle. So I just wanted to mention that before he gives you the background on that.
I love it.
Yeah, so Fields of Fire, the idea is not fields on fire. The Fields of Fire is, it's a military term. So you have a field of fire. It's an open, you know, like a range. And so I originally was reading a book on the Revolutionary War, and I had this idea in my head about fields of fire and the British coming up these hills and stuff. But then the George Floyd thing happened.
Yeah, in Minneapolis.
And I decided to change those lyrics and try to write the song from the perspective of people who have been oppressed, because I thought that was more important than what I had originally been thinking.
Yeah.
And so really the song is written from the perspective of, minority and the beatings and the oppression that they've taken for the last 400 years on this continent.
Right.
And I'm a white guy. I'm an old white guy. And here I am writing a song from this perspective. And at first I thought it was weird. But then I thought, no, it's just about understanding. And it's about sympathy and empathy. Mm-hmm. I've been privileged my whole life. And I didn't think I had to write the right to write that song. But then after I thought about it some more, I thought, no, this is like respect, man. This is like, I'm going to write this out of respect.
And I think that's why I like it so much. Jimmy Kay, let's play Fields of Fire.
It's on Max.
It's
going to
hit you. Yep.
Radio, we are local music after August Fields of Fire, the final track on their brand new album. Man, thank you so much, you all, for coming in tonight. Greg, Bob, Sheila, thank you so much. The music is awesome. That last song, you're right. I'm glad you won the argument inside your head and actually recorded that song. It was
yes, cool. You guys.
Thanks, Jimmy. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Real quick, the only show that's on your calendar right now, right. Give it one final plug for us.
Yeah, Red Rooster tomorrow. Show starts at 3 p.m. It's off of Flom Road on, what's the name of
Seaford.
That? Seaford. Huh? Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And great guys, great owners, great place.
Yeah,
have
great
a beer,
venue.
Relax, hear a great band. It's the sound system's amazing.
Built Can't for wait music, to, yeah. Yep.
That's yep. awesome. And, of course, that venue is here in Madison. And be sure to go check After August out. This is going to be a great show. Congratulations.
Thanks so much for having us. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you guys.
We look forward to the reunion of the Getaway Drivers.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen.
Sometime in the future.
That'll happen.
Pressure's on now.
Oh, no.
All right.
Yummy.
Welcome to the Civic Media Radio Network. For those of you tuning in to hear Max Inc. Heavy with Rocker, that's coming up next. Brand new music from Carbellion, Saint Tragedy, 94 Distortion. And we're going to kick it all off with a double dip of the Brash Menagerie next on Max Inc. Radio.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Law enforcers say he's the one and that there is only one responsible for the deadly mass shooting last night at a dance hall in Monterey Park, California, east of Los Angeles. SWAT team members found the man dead. They say he shot himself today in Torrance in a van described by witnesses. Police say the man is also the one who went to another dance hall afterward in Alhambra, but people there grabbed his gun and he ran off. The gun?
An assault pistol that had an extended large capacity magazine attached to it.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says the people who grabbed the gun are heroes. The man the sheriff says was the gunman was Hu Can Tran, 72 years old.
We still are not clear on the motive. The investigation continues, and that is something we are all extremely, we want to know. We want to know how something like this, something this awful can happen.
This is ABC News.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Our guest is Kristen Elfheim, who is the state Senate candidate for District 19 in the Fox Valley.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
There are really good people that have been in Madison on both sides. And if we're not letting the strongest problem solvers win, we're making a mistake.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
Go by any construction site in Wisconsin, you're going to see a lot of Michael's trucks. Since 2014, they've had more than $1 billion worth of contracts with the state government.
A large part of those coming with Foxconn without any results in that area.
Do we want a governor who might be giving his brothers the contract? I think he needs to answer that before the election.
We'll just kick that one down the road. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but of course, Michael's corporation would get to build that said bridge.
Listen, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, it's Dueling Tangents.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation? Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit? Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Going down, I'm hearing sirens all around. Does anybody know?
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rolling in and ready for round. Bar Fight, that is Carbellion from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. That's out on Eclipse Records. And we'll be talking to Carbellion in just a couple weeks. They are playing, they've just announced they're playing a huge show. Carbellion is playing the first day of Rockfest up in Cadott, Wisconsin, coming up July 13th. They'll be playing with Ice Cube, In This Moment, and Ghost Inside, and Saint Tragedy. Before that, we heard some Brash Menagerie. That was some brand new stuff, too. What's That Siren and Clown Suit. That is a brand new song that they just put out. Brash Menagerie is playing a show Friday, February 10th. Where is this at? The Barley Pop Live here in Madison. The Brash Menagerie, Rosa Parkinson's, and Looks Can Kill. That's coming up February 10th. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy. We have plenty of hard rock and heavy metal coming up from all over Wisconsin. Lots of new stuff. Saint Tragedy. I just told you they're playing, another band playing at Cadott Rockfest coming up July 13th. Let's hear a little bit of Saint Tragedy. This is Bottle Up the Truth. You're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I couldn't tell you how I feel. Clear out your mind. What are we waiting on? We're running out of time. I couldn't tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we come tight, it'll be fine. In the end we all can shine. But let's not just bottle up the truth. Mistakes. I wrap my arms around you so my heart won't break. Don't shy away from yourself, no need to be afraid. What it all comes down to, what it's really meant to be. I couldn't tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. It'll be fine. In the end we all can try. But let's not just bottle up the truth. Could tell you how I feel. All of this pain just seems so real. As we cut ties, it'll be fine. In the end, we all can shine. But let's not just bottle up the truth. So real. As we cut ties, we'll be fine. In the end.
All right. That is one from, that is one from Anthrax. That's a cover of Black Sabbath, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
Get my balls, take my ass! What is it?
Oh, boy. It's still going on. Well, we ended it. They are coming to the Sylvie. Let's see. Coming up, Anthrax, Black Label Society, Exodus, all at the Sylvie. Coming up Friday, January 27th. This is Anthrax's 40th anniversary tour, so that's going to be pretty cool. Let's see, before that, Four Aspirin Morning, Midwest Excess, and 94 Distortion, Fall on Me. We have plenty of stuff coming up. Right now, let's get into a little bit of Madison's Queen of Dreams. This is In the Nightmare's Wake. You're listening to Max and Kevy.
With Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people. We'll be right back.
That is Warhead by Level the Earth. Level the Earth is going to be doing their first show coming up at the bar in West Ellis on February 25th, along with Primal Enemy and Conniption. Hey, we're going to be back with some Essential Last Crack at 11. We're going to mix it up, so stick around.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.